I'm Roshan Podel, speaking on the genetic improvement of taro for taro leaf blight resistance in Hawaii. Taro is a tropical root crop widely grown in Asia, Africa, and the Pacific. It is the oldest crop of Hawaii brought by the Polynesian settlers. Taro has a great cultural importance in Hawaii. The production of taro in Hawaii has declined over years. There are many other problems. But besides those problems, taro leaf blight disease is an important cause of the drop in production. Taro leaf blight, or TLB, is caused by oomycete-like pathogen called Phytophthora cloacaceae. It is known to arrive in Hawaii around 1920. The objective of our study is to understand the genetic architecture of TLB resistance or tolerance in the breeding populations. The floral biology of taro favors cross-pollination. Taro flower is protogenous in nature. New populations can be created by cross-pollinating the plants. For our study, we have created two different mapping populations. The first population is F1 called 1025, which is based on crossing a breeding cultivar 230 with another breeding cultivar 255. 230 is a cross between Hawaiian landrace Moi and Palauan taro P20. The other parent, 255, is based on crossing the F1 opt-in from crossing a Hawaiian landrace Red Moi with a PS15 from Papua New Guinea with the TLB resistance Indonesian landrace Savan Kuraisi. The second mapping population is a F2. Named 1060, based on self-pollinating the cultivar 230, which is one of the parent of the mapping population that I described earlier. These F1 and F2 populations were found to be segregating for TLB resistance and were used in the QTL mapping study. Phenotyping was done by using excise leaf disc assay technique, where four leaf discs from an individual plant are inoculated with 10 microliters of Phytophthora cloacaceae zoospores. Bun lung is used as a susceptible check cultivar for this study, and the relative lesion size was calculated by comparing the actual lesion diameter with the lesion diameter of Bun lung cultivar. We genotyped 148 individuals of 1025 populations using 206 SNP markers. These SNP markers were developed by Dr. Susan Miyasaka and her team to study the relationship between Hawaiian taro. Linkage mapping was done by using the JoinMap software. Markers having high segregation distortion were removed from the analysis. MapSort was used to draw the map using positions generated from the join map. For QTL mapping study, we used GACD software. Inclusive composite mapping of additive and dominant QTL was used as an algorithm for mapping. The initial linkage map has 14 linkage groups, with some of the groups as small as having two markers. Linkage group 2 was the longest, with total length of 145 centimorgans. We found two QTLs with a small effect, one in the linkage group 9 and one in the linkage group 10. These QTLs were found to have additive effect. Our study is relevant for marker-assisted breeding in taro to identify the resistant individuals in future breeding populations. Our next step is to validate these QTLs in the other mapping populations that we have, and also to identify the sources of these QTLs.